Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're talking about some hungry people. We're talking about these apostles, these disciples of Jesus who, in their hunger, seem to frustrate some Pharisees. And when Pharisees get frustrated, Jesus has a good comeback always in store. Not a comeback that's meant to get at them, but a comeback that's meant to take them deeper into themselves. And so today we have a reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 12, verses 1 through 8. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions but only the priests could lawfully eat. Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests serving the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Why does Jesus say this? Why is this so important in this reading? It's because what the apostles, what the disciples are doing is trying to provide for themselves with what God provided for them. That Jesus, the Son of God, is allowing them to preserve their lives on the Sabbath rather than destroy them. Right? Because when we talk about hunger in terms of Scripture, in our modern day, we can hear hungry. We can hear that someone is hungry. I'm hungry. Usually I get hungry right around 4 o'clock when it's about 2 hours away from dinner, and I've been about 4 hours out of lunch. But that's not the hunger that these disciples are referred to having. The hunger they have is probably multiple days of not having a solid meal. Hungry. Like, I've been walking for 36 miles and haven't had anything to eat. Hungry. And so this hungry that they're experiencing is deep and biting. And so when these men and women that are following Jesus decide to pick the heads off of the grain that they're passing, they're not thinking about violating the Sabbath. They're thinking probably, "I haven't had a meal in days." And God, the grower of all good things, including the grain of that field, provided it for them. For who would not eat on the Sabbath? Of course, anyone would do that. They would not consider that work. But the simple act of picking for the Pharisees made it unlawful. And it's because their hearts weren't oriented towards the special word that Jesus is talking about, mercy. Right? What would it look like if the Pharisees had been merciful? Their hearts were so set on tricking Jesus, capturing Jesus in his words or what his disciples were doing, or in some small clerical error of the law, that they saw past these hungry people. And clearly the law also indicates that if someone is hungry, you're to give and provide for them, right? Does the law not first call us to love our neighbors as ourselves? Right? Who of us, if we were hungry, would first like to be condemned? And so in this reading, Jesus awakens the hearts of these Pharisees to see beyond their own pursuits, to see those around them who are in need. And the same thing is what the Lord is calling us to today. The Lord is calling us to step out of ourselves, to maybe break course of this path that we are pursuing on so intensely, and see those around us who are hungry, maybe physically, maybe spiritually, and provide them mercy and nourishment for their way. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.